The Blessed Mother, in regards to the souls in purgatory, is a mother of mercy. We need to be reminded of this. But not only do we need to understand that it's the case, but how. And this is, in fact, I think, the most important part. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. We're going to get right into this. Now, let me read to you some visions that reveal this to us, and then we're going to talk about how it's the case that she's a mother of mercy. The souls in purgatory receive great consolation from the Blessed Virgin. Is she not the consolation of the afflicted? And what affliction can be compared to that of the poor souls? Is she not the mother of mercy? And is it not towards these holy suffering souls that she must show all the mercy of her heart? We must not therefore be astonished that in the revelations of Saint Bridget, the Queen of Heaven gives herself the beautiful name of Mother of the Souls in Purgatory. I am, she said to the saint, the mother of all those who are in the place of expiation. My prayers mitigate the chastisements which are inflicted upon them for their faults. On October 25th, 1604, in the College of the Society of Jesus at Coimbra, Father Jerome Carvalho died in the odor of sanctity at the age of 50 years. This admirable and humble servant of God felt a lively apprehension of the sufferings of purgatory. Neither the cruel macerations which he inflicted upon himself several times a day, not counting those prompted each week by the remembrance of the Passion, nor the 6 hours which he devoted morning and evening to the meditation of holy subjects, seemed sufficient in his estimation to shield him from the chastisement which he imagined awaited him after death. But one day the Queen of Heaven, to whom he had a tender devotion, condescended herself to console her servant by the simple assurance that she was a mother of mercy to her dear children in purgatory as well as to those upon earth. Seeking later to spread this consoling doctrine, the holy man accidentally let fall in the ardor of his discourse these words, "She told me this herself." It is related that a great servant of Mary, Blessed Rainier of Citeaux, trembled at the thought of his sins and the terrible justice of God after death. In his fear, addressing himself to his great protectress, who calls herself Mother of Mercy, he was rapt in spirit and saw the Mother of God supplicating her son in his favor. "My son," she said, "deal mercifully with him in purgatory, because he humbly repents of his sins." "My mother," replied Jesus, "I place his cause in your hands," which is to say, "be it done to your client according to your desire." Blessed Rainier understood with unutterable joy that Mary had obtained his exemption from purgatory. It is especially on certain days that the Queen of Heaven exercises her mercy in purgatory. These privileged days are first All Saturdays, then the different feast days of the Blessed Virgin, which thus become as festivals in purgatory. We've seen the revelations of the saints that on Saturday, the day specially consecrated to the Blessed Virgin, the sweet Mother of Mercy descends into the dungeons of purgatory to visit and console her devoted servants. Then, according to the pious belief of the faithful, she delivers those souls who, having worn the holy scapular, enjoy the Sabbatine privilege and afterwards gives relief and consolation to other souls who had been particularly devout to her. A witness to this was the Venerable Sister Paula of St. Teresa, a Dominican religious at the convent of St. Catherine in Naples. Being rapt in ecstasy one Saturday and transported in spirit into purgatory, she was quite surprised to find it transformed into a paradise of delights, illuminated by a bright light instead of the darkness which at other times prevailed. Whilst she was wondering what could be the cause of this change, she perceived the Queen of Heaven, surrounded by a multitude of angels to whom she gave orders to liberate those souls who had honored her in a special manner and conduct them to heaven. Now, this reminds us of a number of things. First of all, that Our Lady has powerful intercession for the souls in purgatory, and we should ask her to pray with us and for them at all times. The second thing, remember that there are specific souls in purgatory who, like here on earth, had a devotion to the Blessed Mother. We can call these souls the Marian souls in purgatory, and we want their prayers. First, we want to be them in purgatory. We want to pray for them by how we have a love for the Blessed Mother right now. We want to ask for their intercession for us now that we may love the Blessed Mother as they did, that we may love her with our love and their love, thereby loving her more perfectly. But I also want to talk about how is it the case that she can show mercy? We can't really show mercy until justice has been fulfilled. Giving you the example that I always like to use, if someone crashes into your car, and let's say that they can't pay it, and you show mercy by not charging them anything, what happens? Guess who pays for the car? You do. You have to carry the weight of justice before mercy can be given. Jesus can only give mercy because of the sufferings that he suffered. You cannot just write it off. There's no such thing. You can't turn something into nothing. Something has to be done with the sins and the evil. So, how can the Blessed Mother give mercy? Because of the sufferings that she endured, which were many, during her life. Therefore, if we don't go to her, and if we don't ask for her to have mercy on us and on the souls in purgatory by interceding for them, if we don't do this, we don't take advantage of the sufferings that she suffered, and we don't honor her sufferings, then her sufferings, so to speak, or as it were, are for nothing. You know, when we have terrible things happen, or when someone dies suddenly or young, a lot of times people will say something like that we want to live our lives, or we want to do something so that their death wasn't in vain. Well, in the same way, we don't want the sufferings of the Blessed Mother to have been in vain. We must ask for mercy from her and for the souls in purgatory. If not, it's like she suffered for nothing. The same thing with Jesus. When a soul goes to hell, then it's like everything he suffered was for nothing. Nothing pains them more than to not ask for mercy. In this sense, it's completely different from how we normally think. So not only should you ask the Blessed Mother for mercy on behalf of the souls in purgatory, but you must. This is the greatest way that we can honor her sufferings, that her sufferings while she was alive can obtain something for the souls in purgatory. Nothing pleases her more. So every time you pray for the souls in purgatory, don't you dare forget to ask the Blessed Mother to obtain mercy for them, honoring what she suffered on earth for the relief of the souls in purgatory. My friends, God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.